What's going on, Right State of Mind family? It's your boy Charlie. I am back. Got another Right State of Mind message for y'all. Got a quick one for you. Something that came to my mind. It is that time of the year. Clocks just set back. It's getting dark earlier. Yep. Seasonal depression starts to click in. You know, it's that time of the year. So, hey, man, I want to talk to y'all real quick about finding your happiness. I know this time of the year can be challenging for a lot of people in a number of different ways. Holidays right around the corner. I just talked about it's getting dark earlier. I know a lot of clients I talk to and people I've spoken to outside of therapy also struggle with that seasonal depression, you know, and that's why it's super, super, super important to find your happiness. Find your happiness is something that I think is so critical to a person's mental health. So that's what I'm going to talk to y'all about today. Real quick one. Find your happiness. That means a lot of things to me because one of the things that I struggle with as a therapist talking to people is when I talk to people, and the best way I can say this is they don't understand the power that they have in that equation. You know, a lot of us, we let circumstances, we let things around us kind of dictate what we feel or how we feel, you know, feeling sad because things happen. And we're human, so I totally get it. I'm not saying you shouldn't feel a certain way about things, but I also don't want you to underestimate the power that you have in kind of controlling your outcome. You know what I mean? Like controlling the way you feel. I always tell people and clients, I know it doesn't feel like this in the moment, but you control the way you feel, not people, not situations. We feel things as a reaction to things. Like if something happens that makes me angry, of course, I'm going to feel the emotion of anger or sadness or whatever emotion you want to put in there. But after a certain point, I control how I handle that emotion, how I manage that emotion. I control what I do with it moving forward after whatever happened that made me angry. So that's the same thing I want to say to you. My message is definitely find your happiness. Again, I'm going to say it again. Right, say to my message. My message, find your happiness. Super important. During this time of year, I want you to really understand that you can take control if this is a challenging time for you or if not, even if you're not going through a tough time, maybe you're having trouble finding happiness. That's actually a question that I ask people sometimes. And I will tell you guys, I recommend you asking yourself that. If I were to ask you, do you know what makes you happy? Would you be able to answer that? Honestly, if you can, great. More power to you. But if you can't fully answer it, I highly recommend asking yourself that question and do some exploring to find the answer. If you can't answer it, it's okay. I'm not here to beat you up about it. I'm just encouraging you to, you know, to tap into that, put some attention on that because I truly believe that everybody should be able to answer that. If you can't answer it, being able to find that answer, because the reason I say that is it's going to have a huge impact on your life. I don't know many people who enjoy life if they're not happy. I know that might sound simple, but think about it. I don't really know a lot of people who are living a quote unquote good life or people who are enjoying life or people who are getting the most out of life if they don't have happiness in their life. Usually the people who can say, I'm living a good life, I'm enjoying life, you know, usually they can say that they're happy and they're probably doing things that are contributing to that happiness. So sometimes the thing that we got to be careful of is having this paralyzing response to things. So what I mean by that is, again, letting circumstances or things going on in your life control, you know, how you act, what you do, what you don't do, things like that. What I see a lot of times is something will happen. Somebody will go through something. And again, I totally get it because we're human. We have emotional reaction to things. I get it. But you have more power than you realize. So what usually happens is something happens. We react to it. And a lot of times we have this paralyzing response, meaning we don't do anything. We just kind of sit in it. We sit in it. We let it kind of overcome us to where we have this feeling of there's nothing I can do about it. You know, there's nothing I can do to make the situation better. Nothing I do will make it better. So I might as well just not do anything. Those type of responses. And I'm here to tell you, not true. Not true. You can do a lot. The thing that we got to get over is thinking that if I do something, it will take it all away. That's where we set ourselves up for failure. If something happens to me, oh, if I go do this, it's not going to take it away. So why even do it? It's not supposed to take it away. It's supposed to help you cope with it. It's supposed to help you get to a place to where you can go on about your life and be okay mentally. It's not supposed to just erase it. So if you have that type of expectation, just know you're setting yourself up for failure. It's not supposed to take it away, erase it, wipe all your troubles away. It would be great if that was the case. If that was the case, I would recommend that for everybody. I would tell everybody in the world, I have a solution for all your problems. You do this thing and it erases all your problems and you can live a happily ever after life. It's just not realistic. So be careful with that expectation of something just erasing your problems, because if that's your expectation, it's no wonder why you have that paralyzing response where it's, I don't do anything because what's the point? I'm here to tell you the point is to be able to cope and move on with your life, to be able to move forward and progress and get things done and be a productive person, whatever that means for you, work, relationships, whatever it means for you, moving forward and being a productive person. So I'm here to tell you, action, action, action. That's what you can do that will be most helpful in situations where you don't feel happy, you don't feel great about anything. Like, let's take some action. Let's get up, move around, go to find things. So the easiest way I can explain it, because people oftentimes, they say to me, you know, I don't even know where to start. Or they ask me, what do I do to even find that? What do I do to even get started? Here's where I would say, this is how you get started to explore. What are those things for me? Because everybody's different. What makes me happy might not make you happy. What gives me fulfillment and enjoyment may not do the same for you. So I always tell people, it's important to find what works for you. Find your system. Best way to do that, in my opinion, is to think about things that bring you the emotions that you're searching for. For instance, if I'm a person where I am talking about or I'm looking for happiness. So in this case, we're talking about happy. So I'm gonna stick with that one. If I'm looking to be happier in life, what I have to think about is, what are the things that trigger that emotion for me? What are the things that I do or have done in the past that make me happy? What do I do that I leave doing that thing where I'm like, oh, I'm really happy? That's where you should start. If it's a skill, if it's a hobby, if it's certain people, if it's an activity, whatever it is, that's where you can start and build from there. So if I've identified, hey, I'm a big sports guy. So let's say, oh, I like to go play pickleball with my friends. That's a very common thing nowadays. Okay. So you can start there. So maybe I should make that more of a routine. Maybe I should make that more of a thing that I do more often. So I should start there. And then you can do that. And maybe you can find something in that to build from. You can take it further. Maybe join a league or something like that. Well, you can do it because it's going to trigger that emotion for you. If it's something that triggers happiness, I know this might sound simple, but sometimes it is kind of. If it's something that triggers happiness, if you do it more often, don't you think you'll be happier? My guess would be yes. and other things. If your emotion that you're going for is, I want more peace in my life, find the things that bring you that emotion, that trigger that emotion for you. What do I do where I leave it feeling at peace? Start with those things and build on it. Meditation. Every time I meditate, I feel peace. Okay, how often do you do it? Is it a regular routine thing for you? If not, it should be. Whatever your emotion that you're searching for, that you want more of in your life, identify the things that trigger that emotion for you and do it more often. So in this case, we're talking about happiness. I want you to find your happiness. If you're a person out there where you're like, and you can say to yourself, I'm not as happy as I want to be or as I think I should be. Use this as a motivator for you. Let's go find that happiness. Let's find that joy back. Let's get the most out of life that we can. So a great place to start. Identify the things that trigger that emotion for you. Happiness, whatever it is, spend some time thinking about it. Write it down. You got time. I know it might not feel like you have time, but you have time. And then build from there. Because, hey, man, right? Say to my, the whole purpose of doing this is for me to come on here and keep doing this is the whole title of the podcast, Right State of Mind. I want you to be in the right state of mind to handle and navigate this thing called life the best possible way you can. And it's hard to do that if you're not happy or if you're not in a good place mentally. You know, it's hard to thrive when if you're not happy. I want you to thrive. So I want you to be happy. So listen, man, let's use this as a little nudge. Your boy here, I'm trying to nudge you. I'm trying to get you going. Find that happiness. If you're a person out there that you say that you can honestly say you're not the happiest you want to be, or you're not where you want to be when it comes to being happy in life right now, you can start today. Clocks turn back, getting a little darker. Don't let that bring on the doom and gloom. Use it. You can still go out there and find your happiness. So find your happiness, man. Love y'all. I will be back again with another Right State of Mind message soon. Just do me a favor, man. Just keep moving forward. Do the best you can. Don't go for perfection. Go for progress. See you.